This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of things in a kitchen that can be dangerous. Remember, there's no handle on a falling knife. It's the truth, man. Just let it fall. You should be wearing shoes. You're in the kitchen, so it shouldn't stab you in your foot.
Move your feet. Just move. Just, you know what? Let it hit the ground.
There's hot grease, hot pans, a lot of stuff. Mm. But what about dangers in your refrigerator?
What?
Yeah, it's dangerous in there. Basically, Consumer Reports, they came out. None of these outright are dangerous. You know what I mean? Like a hard-boiled egg's not going to have a knife on it. They're just saying these are the most reported, like, recalls and cases of poison, people going to the hospital and whatnot.
Okay.
Like I said, most of these on there are going to be, most of these on there you have in your home. So first they start with pre-cooked meat. So this is like pre-made salads, frozen burritos.
Okay.
This made the list because it gets recalled a lot. Like, what was that? 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, there was that company that makes all the sandwiches.
So you're always going to have
those little Caesar salads or whatever.
Yep.
So there's meat in there if you get, like, the chicken Caesar salad. So they're just saying those often will get recalled.
So that company pretty much recalled everything that it makes.
Right? Well, so did, I mean, think about what happened with Boar's Head.
Oh, yeah.
Which in my mind is top of the line. So even the best.
I'm with you.
Even the best. You know, they're
things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to have food inspectors. All right. Now, this one's low on the list. Only 4 hospitalizations last year. Organic basil.
What basil is not organic?
Well, so you need pesticides on it to kill whatever the disease is, I guess?
I guess. They're just saying at least 4 people have gone. Because of organic basil. These are dangerous.
You mean like they have died? They have passed on?
No. These are just 4 hospitalizations.
Okay. Thank you.
If you want a death, we got to move up the list to organic carrots.
So
there was one death last year.
Is this lack of
20 hospitalizations.
Okay, look. So then buy the non-organic, wash the living bejesus out of it to get whatever pesticides, because that is obviously keeping you alive.
Well, aren't going to the hospital with the one with the pesticide.
Well, it could just be that one organic carrot had a lot of poop on it from some animal. Like, I don't know.
You can only hope.
Well, just also, you got to look at the numbers of people that are eating organic carrots. One death, 20 hospitalizations. I mean, it sucks for that family, but I'm not trying to sound heartless. I'm just saying, statistically, I feel like you'll be okay keeping carrots. But just know, they're in there. They're lurking. Next, leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
One death and 36 people had to be treated.
And that's usually what, like E. coli, and there's something else always seems to pop up. Spinach, sprouts, like they seem to go through the ringer all the time.
I'm about to say, I feel like spinach gets recalled once every 5 years.
I mean, I eat a decent amount of spinach. I feel okay. I used to add sprouts to like stuff just because it's an easy source.
That's a dangerous one too.
But sprouts, honestly, is really, you're rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm. They get recalled all the time to the point.
And frankly,
like,
they're not that good.
That's what I was gonna say. To me,
they're not worth the risk.
Break down the numbers, right? Like, because they don't taste like much, right? So you could add them to a sandwich and like get some greens without. But like, they also don't taste like much, so don't sweat it.
Yeah,
like I'm not getting them.
They're not worth the risk.
They don't say what flavor, but they say onions. These are dangerous foods in your fridge. One death. 34 hospitalizations.
Do you put your onions in the fridge? I do not.
I do not either.
I do after I've cut into them.
Yes.
All right, correct.
Correct. Yes.
Right. Once they're chopped up, they go in there.
Right.
I eat a lot of onion too, man.
Yeah.
Like to the point I should.
Chives, shallots, yellow onions are my favorite.
Red onions. Yeah. I mean, you dude, onions, I'm down with onions. Green onions. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I typically saute them, so hopefully I'm cooking out the bad.
Hopefully,
whatever.
Also, I was gonna say, I don't know. There's a much better smell in this world than sauteing onions.
Nope.
Onions, peppers, and men's room sausage tonight. The beer brunch.
Oh, is that the dinner?
Tonight. That's my dinner.
Nice work.
Yes.
Going down a list of the 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge.
Eggs.
Yeah.
34
yeah.
different people landed in the hospital.
It's just because they're holding on to them for too long. They're not necessarily, you know, like purple rotten, but they do have a turning point.
They also, do. I feel like it takes a while.
I would guess runny would be the culprit.
Yo, yeah, it could be that.
So if you're letting the yolk go, you know.
You know what's funny? I don't know. It's just the texture. But God, getting an egg on you is just gross. A raw egg.
On you.
Correct.
I think because it dries so quickly. If you get any egg on you, even when you wipe it off, there's still egg on you.
And it's just
somehow
that clear,
it is already dried.
It's just clear and slimy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, and I love eggs, but man, yeah, that's just one of those things. Like, when that's raw and it gets on you, like, God, this is gross.
Mm-hmm. It's alive, man.
Eggs are delicious, though, man. God, I love it.
Eggs are awesome. You know, the chef's hats have 100 different.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Can you name 100 different ways to cook the egg?
Some people have tried. Thrill, this one's going to hurt me and you because we thoroughly love this stuff. Queso fresco and cojita cheese.
Oh, come on.
Two deaths, 23 hospitalizations.
That's basically the Mexican version of feta, right? The really light
white. You know what?
The texture, but not the taste.
Okay,
yeah,
right,
I got
right,
it in my fridge right now.
Okay. But Miles, you're not wrong. It crumbles like feta. It looks a lot like feta. It is.
That's what they put on the Mexican corn if you go to, you know, the Washington State Fair.
All that kind
my
of
my wife
stuff.
Hooks it up, man. In the summertime. So she'll say, like, do you want corn on the cob? Like, absolutely. And then it's the mayo, the cheese.
Does she put the corn on the grill with the shuck on it and then peel it like they do at the fair?
We have done that. And then sometimes she'll just straight boil it and then just roll it in the cheese mayo concoction. Either way,
I mean,
it's so good.
I remember years ago sitting at somebody's house and the dad was like, I got this recipe. And I was like, what do you? And he put mayonnaise on that corn. I was like, what in the?
Right.
What in the hell are you doing? And now I realize he was just a little ahead of the curve with this street corn.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. This one won't shock you. Last year, 29 people, ER, raw milk and raw milk cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Raw milk is a big movement. I get it. It's coming back. There is a lot of, you know, studies that show it can be good for you. The issue is you got to really be in a state, A, that allows it, and B, you've got to get it directly from that. You got to get it pretty much from that source and then drink it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so, like, I have a friend
milk,
in California.
It's the pathogens. But, you know,
right,
and
they're by a farm, so they can do this.
Yeah,
but the farm can have a problem, too.
Right, so, and you find out.
So no deaths, but 173 different people went to the hospital for cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
What? Yeah.
Oh, I eat, like, two or three of those a week.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get the English cucumber?
The little smaller ones?
The pickling
cucumbers?
No, they're longer, but they have less seeds.
Well, and they're covered in plastic, too. They come in that little, you know, vacuum plastic wrap.
Well, they had to come across the ocean, Mike.
That's right. Yeah, I get those all the time.
I love the English ones.
They're fantastic.
I don't know why. If you get a big, fat cucumber and it's too seedy, it throws me off. But that English cucumber, it's always...
I like them big and
do
fat.
Do they taste different, or is it just a lack of seeds that's easier to eat?
I think he's right that the taste is not necessarily different. It's the texture.
The texture, yeah.
And I feel like the big fat ones go bad quicker because all of that room in the middle gets mushier faster.
Yeah. I'd like to see, like, you know how they like mini kosher dills? Like, why can't I just buy mini pickles?
Well, you can buy mini cucumbers.
Or mini cucumbers.
I buy them all the time.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I buy 4 or 5 of them a week.
All right, I guess I got to look around.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know they were selling them.
You got to eat those quick, though, because those turn very, very fast.
Sometimes they're prepackaged, so they got them in plastic. Mm-hmm. So they look like they're in a little, you know, container.
Well, I know. It was that, Mike, or was that bag. Last summer? There was a big thing going around where everybody's just like, how to eat a whole cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
And people started making different recipes with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cucumber is just refreshing, you know? So, I mean, it goes on a lot of stuff. You know, kind of going back to feta and the gyro. I love the cucumber bite. Then number one on the list... Again, I could be wrong. I'm willing to bet all of us in here have some form of this, if not right now in our fridge, generally do. 87 hospitalizations last year, 10 deaths. Deli meat.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was going to be chicken or something like that. Yeah.
Well, and deli meat, I was saying earlier in the show, deli meat's one of those things, too, where, like, you know, you buy it, and then I don't, you know, like, it sounds strange, but for whatever reason, like, if I buy it, like, I don't eat it on the weekends as much. And then you got to do that thing on Monday, like, is this still okay?
Hold on to the light. Is there
right.
a rainbow?
Yeah. So you're right. You gotta look at it. You gotta smell it. So I would say overall from this list, like, right, going back to the cheese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To the milks, to your yogurts. If it's something you got to look at and smell, just
throw it away.
Well, just... You should know that's a tipping point on one of those things, right?
I never realized how bad the meat was. So my wife got pregnant, and they said, hey, you know, don't consume alcohol. That one didn't shock me. The only other thing they brought up was cured meat.
Cured meat.
Think about that. Like, you're pregnant, so don't drink alcohol. We're all aware of that. We can understand. Right. But like, and cured meat. Whatever else you wanted to eat.
That includes a hot dog, you know?
Salami, all of it.
Yes, I mean, sir, everything.
Trust me, my wife asked a few questions. He's like, is it cured? If the answer is yes, do not put damn this it. In your body.
No kidding.
Yeah, seriously, man.
I'll tell you the new one that's got me is, and most grocery stores sell it now. It's kind of more expensive than other cured meats, but it's like cured beef. Almost like salami, but it's beef.
Oh.
Is it?
There's a word for it. I can't think of it right now.
I think I might have it at home. Yeah, my wife loves the stuff. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is delicious. So, be careful out there, folks. Don't let your fridge hurt you.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.